You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Big show lined up for you as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DePaco.com. And you can also go to DePaco.com as well as KGYMRadio.com to find out more about DePaco. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at that website. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, and you, our listener out there at 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. The one, the only, Mark Ironside makes his first appearance of 2022-23, the wrestling season, to talk Hawkeye wrestling, college wrestling with us. We will do that coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. So looking forward to talking with Mark. Chris Liss of Real Man Sports and RotoWire.com going to join us as well as we will talk with him about fantasy football. Your questions for Chris, you can get him in. We already have one in, 319-366-1600, as we will talk some fantasy football with you. And it is a Wednesday. We would be remiss if we did not conclude things today talking about Bowling Night in America, which will come up tonight, and a very interesting one that has nothing to do with the Pen Pals tonight. So we'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Thank you very much for joining us from the Circus Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon to you, Scott. And good afternoon, everyone out there. Looking forward to talking to our guests today, previewing Bowling Night in America, and talking a little hoops, which was interesting last night. Could continue to be interesting tonight.
The Gavitt games are on right now between the Big Ten and the Big East. Right now, it is 3-1 in favor of the Big Ten. Big Ten doing much better than the Pac-12 is doing against the Southwest Athletic Conference right now in that particular tournament. But I digress. The only loss was Minnesota at home. DePaul, a much, much improved DePaul Blue Demon team, took care of the Gophers at Williams Arena. Last night, you had Georgetown and Northwestern. Cats on the road.
Yeah.
A nice win in D.C. Now, Georgetown under Patrick Ewing has not been world beaters, let's face it. But neither has Northwestern since they made their one and only trip to the NCAA tournament under Doug Collins. And Northwestern went into D.C. and blew their doors off last night. But that is not the game that the games that people were talking about today. That would be from the Champions Classic in Indianapolis, Mark. Not one, but two really fine games. One going double overtime with Michigan State victorious over C.J. Fredericks in Kentucky. And then Kansas coming, had a lead, lost it, came back, and beat John Shire in Duke. That was fun basketball last night.
Never sleep on Sparty, right?
Never sleep on Sparty. Especially if Joey Hauser's hitting threes, ladies and gentlemen.
Two really good games. So entertaining, and for that to be the case in November, it just, forecasts what it's going to be like the whole season. But nobody, except for maybe Gonzaga, plays a tougher schedule than Michigan State year in and year out. And I think it's proven more times than not that that's really a benefit for Spartans.
Yeah, they did. I mentioned Joey Hauser. He had a terrific night last night. He is the X factor for that team. They struggle from the outside. There's no doubt about that, except for Mr. Hauser, who had one of his best games as a Spartan. Remember back, this guy's been around 24 years, I think. You go back, the Wisconsin native went to Marquette, played very well, had a great freshman season for Marquette, ended up transferring, ended up at Michigan State. And I don't even think a bit of he was a disappointment last year for Tom Izzo and Michigan State. A lot of things on his shoulders, but he came through after a tough game against Gonzaga. Although shooting into the sun, I saw the pictures on the first half for Michigan State, right, and for them to only lose by a handful of points was amazing because they couldn't see the basket in the first half of the game on the aircraft carrier. But digressing here, Hauser was good last night. Michigan State's good.
They are, and it's a different team. It's there's no Cassius Winston, no superstar on this team. Hauser's probably its best player. It's a collection of guys who, when Michigan State is going good, they play really well together and do a lot of complementary things. So should have maybe won the Gonzaga game, did win last night. Don't sleep on Sparty.
Don't sleep on Sparty. And then Kansas.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they just Bill Self was not coaching. He's on the four-game self-imposed Kansas suspension right now for he and his top assistant. Kansas still brings in, it doesn't matter if they're under investigation from the FBI or what have you, they still got good players. So does Duke. Filipkowski is going to be really, really good. If he doesn't remind you of a couple of former Dukies, one named Leitner and another one named Jay Billis, who was doing the game last night, then yeah. Not sure what you're looking at. Filipkowski is going to be really good. Duke's going to be really good. Kansas just keeps churning them out and churning them out. Great freshmen coming in when they lose people. And, you know, you see why they're the favorite in the Big 12 again.
Yeah, these are four teams that you're going to see go deep, I would think, in the postseason. And a lot to be played between now and then. But all appearances are that these are four very high-quality teams. I think we probably knew that going into last night. But let me say one other thing. And love him or hate him, it was great to see Dick Vitale capable of, healthy enough, to get behind the microphone again.
Yeah, it was. And
that was a long road for him.
It was, and very emotional comeback for Dick last night. He called the Michigan State game against Kentucky, if you missed it. And yeah, that was good to see him back on the call last night. And he's good for college basketball. Whether you are not a big Dickie V fan or you are, it's good for college basketball to have him back behind the microphone. So good to see and hear
absolutely
that.
Yep.
Tonight, Iowa and Seton Hall will go at it in New Jersey as the Gavitt games continue. It will be the biggest challenge for both teams to this date. They are both 2-0 going into the ball game this evening. And, of course, Seton Hall with first-year coach Shaheen Holloway, who came from St. Peter's, who, incidentally enough, was one of the wins for Seton Hall. And we're going to find out a lot about this game, this Iowa team tonight, Mark. They average 100 points on offense. They go up against a Seton Hall team who hangs their hat on the defensive end, giving up only 48 points per ball game. What's going to win?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the non-conference opponents for both teams are probably not indicative of what we're going to see down the road, but Seton Hall does play good defense. Fran McCaffrey once sought for the Seton Hall job when he was at Siena. That's been well documented. He goes back and to the East Coast, and first real true test for this Hawkeye team.
It's a Seton Hall team that doesn't score a ton of points. They don't have a true superstar. They're like Michigan State a lot. They've got just a bunch of good athletic players that play defense. Alamir Dawes is their leader at about 11, 12 points a game, right in there. And it's going to be a grind, and this is going to be a really good test for Fran McCaffrey and this Iowa basketball team. If Iowa can get even into the 70s against Seton Hall, I think they win, and I think it'd be a good showing tonight for Iowa.
Anxious to see it.
And that will be a 6:30 start tonight. 6:30 start for that one coming up tonight. FS1 will have it. And we mentioned that the Big Ten with a 3-1 lead right now as far as the Gavitt games are concerned. You know, college basketball getting into full swing. You got college wrestling getting underway. We're going to talk about that with Mark coming up here in a moment. You got Feast Week next week. You got Maui. You got Iowa State in one of the Phil Knight Invitationals out in Portland next week. Iowa's going to the Emerald Coast Classic. You got all kinds of Lehman's going to some island. So we'll talk to Kevin coming up tomorrow before he makes the trip. And, you know, that's a fun week of sports is Thanksgiving week. It really is. Really is, because you got a lot of things going on. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and Mark Ironside going to join us when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Back after a look at weather and a break.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there could be some flurries around as we head through this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy and cold with a high temperature around 30. As we get into tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures drop down into the teens. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance for a few flurries here and there. Temperatures will be around 30 degrees, and then we turn much colder. Thursday night, temperatures drop into the low teens. High temperatures Friday, just around 20 degrees. And we stay cold as we enter the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
November 17th is National Adoption Day in Linn County, and hundreds of Iowa children are waiting for a forever family. Learn how you can change the life of a child through foster care or adoption by visiting with local organizations like Four Oaks Family Connections.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Back with you on the Gym Class 317 Wednesday edition here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk fantasy football coming up here in just a little bit. A reminder, on Friday, we'll have our next edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you, as we will have a list of 6 games that Mark has picked out already, and the panel will pick those, and whoever hitches their wagon up to the top prognosticator will get a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. That'll be coming up Friday, but ladies and gentlemen, you asked for him. You got him. Back with us in studio. Great to see him. He did not do a double leg takedown on Mark.
Not yet. I didn't do anything to tick him off yet.
It is Mark Ironside, and we're going to talk Hawkeye wrestling, college wrestling with Mark here. And a big thank you once again to Kurt Gustafson, Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. You will not find a bigger wrestling supporter than Kurt. He has been a longtime sponsor of Mark's segment, and as well as our high school wrestling segment as well. And always good to have Kurt on board and talk with him regularly. And he says hi, by the way, to everybody out there.
We love Kurt. I'm so thankful for Kurt for lots of different things.
Yeah.
Kurt's the man.
He is. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. Everything's wonderful. It's wrestling season. It's hunting season. We got snow. What more could somebody want other than more time in the day?
Yeah.
Just so we could fit it all in.
And, well, we got girls wrestling this year.
I know it. And that's really bumped up the business for Ironside Apparel, I can tell you that, because all these girls teams, which is awesome, you know, they don't have nothing.
No. Nope.
They don't got nothing.
You start from scratch.
So There's, I don't know if you guys talked about it yesterday or not, but a great article by KJ Pilcher in the Cedar Rapids Gazette, kind of the layout of how the high school girls wrestling season is going to go, and with it being sanctioned this year, and a lot of good unanswered questions that were kind of up in the air. And I think the first year for the girls high school wrestling is going to be, you know, kind of like go along and play by ear type of thing. And kind of, you know, there's going to be some kinks to be worked out throughout the season and stuff, but looking forward to another phenomenal state high school tournament down at Extreme Arena. I think that's February 3rd and 4th, yeah, or 2nd, right, and 3rd, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in that area.
They're only going to have one division.
Yeah.
And 24 girls per weight class. So, yeah, it should be fun. Should be interesting. And I know there's a lot of coaches and girls ramped up, and I think it's awesome. I'm loving it, and I'm really excited for all the girls and to have that opportunity to go out and compete in a sport that prepares you for so many different aspects of life, and it's awesome.
I have to believe, Mark, and I'm sure you would agree, that as more colleges add women's wrestling, we know Iowa has. It has a wrestler that's going to, you know, take part in the World Cup next month down, yep, in Iowa City.
Felicity Taylor,
yep.
And
homegrown Iowa girl, now wrestling at Iowa, and she's going to be wrestling the World Cup in Extreme Arena.
I think it's just going to grow exponentially as colleges add the program.
Absolutely, and you know, colleges are always looking for opportunities to add women programs to their arsenal of women's sport teams, and this sport of girls wrestling, or women's wrestling as they call it at the college level, is growing just incredibly fast, so fast, and it's kind of hard for certain areas of the sport to even keep up because of the huge growth. So, which is going back to you know, the Iowa Girls Union and how that's going to evolve and stuff. You know, how long before they actually end up maybe having to have two classes?
Won't be long.
So I don't think it's going to be long at all. So it's going to forever, quite a while, be evolving and continue to get bigger. And I know fans are chomping at the bit to have the opportunity to watch the Iowa women's wrestling team in the 23-24 season at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And that's going to be huge to start with. So it'd be interesting. It's going to be real interesting to kind of see it all plays out. And it's a new transition, too, for Coach Tom Brands and staff, too. Because, you know, I mean, he's used to having a room for yourself, and now you have to share it.
That's being built, though.
Well, I'm talking about the current room, though. He still has to share every day with the women's team. And so they have to be out by a certain time, and you just can't have free run and will of your room, and it just kind of cramps your style a little bit, I'm sure. So there's some getting used to there, but it is what it is. But we do have a new facility, a new room being built. As you pull into the Carver Hawkeye Arena, you cannot miss it, right there on your right-hand side, and it is going to be state-of-the-art and the best wrestling facility in the country by far. And a lot of people are confused because it's going to be so big. It's like, well, I don't want to have the matches out of Carver Hawkeye Arena. I want to watch them in Carver. Well, you are. I mean, this is just a wrestling room and the practice facilities and locker rooms and stuff like that. Then it's going to be tunnel from the wrestling room through into Carver underground so that the guys can come out into the Carver Hawkeye Arena from the wrestling room without having to go outside. It's going to be tunneled in. So that's pretty bad.
Well, speaking of the Hawks, and we'll get to the World Cup coming up, started the season 42-3 over Cal Baptist at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and that's what everybody thought it was going to be. If not a shutout, it was only going to be you know, three or something like that anyway. And good to get out there, good to get you know, stretched out, everything like that, get a win, and see what you can do against somebody else, right?
It was a really a good dual meet. It was good. It was a beautiful day. It's a Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock meet. Perfect timing. Got, you know, so many fans, you know, go down and they have a little bit of lunch beforehand or afterwards, and your night's not killed on a Sunday night. It was just perfect, and it was. I don't know how many people were up there. I didn't see the tens. My guess is probably around 10,000 or so. You know, which is great for a match against Cal Baptist, you know, but it's just a good home opener for him. And a lot of guys in the lineup that had an opportunity to see Carver Hawkeye and experience the fans and kind of the atmosphere for the first time and kind of get a feel for that. And that's really important. important. So first time down to weight and wrestling in live competition for a lot of these guys. And as we speak, they're on the road right now to probably in the air by now, heading out to New York for a few dual meets tomorrow and Friday. But it was a great opportunity and a lot of new faces.
Yeah, this is a meet Sunday where you didn't see a Spencer Lee or a Real Woods. And I really want to pick your brain about this kid and how much he enhances the lineup. But you did mention a lot of new faces, but this is not going to be the lineup you see in the Big Tens and the NCAAs.
No, it's not going to be for sure. Well, at least I hope not, because we need Spencer Lee in that lineup. So Spencer Lee, as everybody knows, you know, wasn't able to compete the full season last year. He tried one meet down in Florida, didn't go well for his knee. He had surgery on both knees, and he is back to. I actually walked into the arena on Sunday with Spencer at the same time, and I was talking to him on the way down in the room, and he's chomping the bit to get on the mat. And the coaches are basically have a chokehold on him, and they're holding him back and making sure he does things and does it right. He's drilling really hard. He's having really good drill sessions with Drake Ayala, who also is out right now because he has shoulder surgery after the season last year, and he's not cleared to full wrestle live yet. But also Dan Dennis has been having some good drill sessions with him, and he was telling me how tiring those drill sessions are and how tired he gets in those drill sessions, because drill sessions, if you know how to drill and you're drilling with the right people, those drill sessions are more tiring than if you're just wrestling live. Mm-hmm. And so he's excited and chomping the bit to get on the mat and wrestle live, which he thinks he's going to be cleared and should be on the mat this week to start wrestling live. They're hoping that they clear him this week. And I think he's cleared by the doctor. Is when I say they clear him, I'm meaning the coaching staff. Tom clears him to wrestle live. So he should be back at it here really soon. He's feeling good. He did make weight the other day. I know Coach Tom Brands made him make scratch when the rest of the team only got a pound allowance because Cal Baptist wrestled Iowa State the day before, which was another reason Spencer was kind of pissed that he wasn't able to wrestle, because they made him make scratch, and if he would have wrestled, he could have gotten a pound, gone out, pinned the kid right away, and not had got a match under his belt, and not had to make scratch. But he's been down to weight. He's feeling good, and so hopefully we'll see him, hopefully for the first meet of the year for the Iowa State duel.
What about Real Woods?
I don't know what's going on there. I'm no joke. I don't know. I mean, I know he's in the room. I know he's there. He's wrestling. I seen him in there the other day. But I don't know why he's not competing. I really, really don't know. I mean, maybe they're just waiting for the prime opportunity to bring him out. I'm not sure. But Drew Bennett, look at him the other day. I mean, we're only wrestling Cal Baptist, but he had an opportunity to go out there, and he really lit up Carver Hawkeye Arena and did a phenomenal job. It's a good opportunity for him and Drake Rhodes at 174, and then also Aiden Harris, who got beat, the lone guy that got beat at 125, but getting some good opportunities there for guys that probably normally wouldn't have an opportunity.
Yeah. Of the new guys that you don't see very often, who impressed you the most? It was Seabrick or somebody like that? Or
Seabrick, he's always fun to watch. You never know what you're going to get with Seabrick. He's the type of guy that – You don't want to wrestle because he's so unorthodoxed and he's so funky. And as you saw in that duel the other day, if you know people were watching, you know, he gets out of position almost on purpose because that's where he's good. And then he creates scramble situations and then he makes, he makes the best out of them. It's unbelievable. And that's just the way. I mean, he surprised a lot of people last year. I can't remember who he wrestled, but someone that was really highly ranked in the country, he almost beat him. And I think, you know, people were surprised. Kobe Seabrack, I tell you what, he's going to be ranked here really quick at 157 pounds. That kid's good. And then, you know, they're still battling it out at 133 between Brody Teske and Colin Shriver. I was in the room last week, and I saw and witnessed that wrestle-off between those two. It went into overtime. Man. It was a great wrestle-off. Shriver came out, got the first takedown. Teske gets an escape. Teske rides Shriver for quite a while. The second period gets his riding time. Third period, Teske gets out. It's 3-3 going to overtime. Shriver's in on a shot, couldn't finish on the edge. Teske he's in on a shot, finally finishes, and ends up winning the match in overtime. So I think this weekend, they're going to probably share. And then Schriever goes up to Luther last weekend and just stormed right through that competition. I think he won all his matches by, major decision or more. And you're probably going to see Schriever in the lineup this weekend out in New York.
A lot of people are anxious to see more Patrick Kennedy. And he came up with a tech fall. Maybe expected, I don't know. But he's a guy that could be a big piece of this team.
100%. Patrick Kennedy, he's got the right mentality for sure. He's extremely disciplined with his weight control, his nutrition, his academics. He's an unbelievably hard worker. Mentality-wise, he's got the right mentality. He's got the right focus. He's a determined kid. He's a goer. He's someone that's just, no matter who it is, you can't take him lightly. He just needs to continue to keep there. I saw in that dual meet the other day, there's some areas there that he just needs to learn and improve and get better and get more polished, and just learn the more of the sport. And that'll come in due time. But everything, and the thing about that is you can teach that. What you can't teach is what he has on an everyday appearance, and that's what I love about Patrick Kennedy. And the kid's never, never, ever going to quit, and he's always going to come at you, and he doesn't like to lose, I can tell you that.
A couple things and questions on the text line here for you. You talked about Teske and 6665 asking if he is going to be the guy all year at 133. I don't think that's been determined yet.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Not even close. It's overtime between that Wrestloff, and then Schriever goes up and wipes up the competition at Luther. That weight class is far from decided right there. So, like I said, you're probably going to see Schriever wrestle this weekend in New York. And then maybe when you come back for the 26th, maybe see Teske back in. I don't know. So it's far from decided. And the good thing is you got two guys that are really pretty darn good there. As long as they stay healthy. I mean, that's a good problem to have if you're Coach Tom Brands.
Then talking about Woods, will he win a national championship? Question mark.
It's a big question mark. It's yet to be determined. What did he get last year? I think fifth or sixth, in the country.
He was All-American.
Yeah, he was an All-American last year. I think sixth last year. But, he's another guy that, everybody's expecting big things from Real Woods. He transferred in from Stanford and but at the same time, he has to prove himself. He has to prove himself in a Hawkeye singlet, and there's a lot of good guys in that weight class. And he put together a pretty good tournament, at the Nationals last year. So I think he's a contender for a national championship, but by no means like anybody really, honestly, in that weight class is a shoo-in. So we'll see what happens.
How does Max Mirren look?
Max Mirren looked like Max Mirren looks pretty much all the time. Mm. And just... He's workmanlike. That's the best way to describe Max Mirren. He is just workmanlike. He goes out, he gets a takedown, he gets a couple takedowns. He's trying to tilt the guy. Guy steps over, he gave him a little bit too much respect, got out of position there, got put on his back for a little bit, gave up 4-point near fall. No big deal. He fights off, comes back, and texts the guy 2 periods later. So that happens. But the thing about Max Mirren is he never let it phase him. He didn't freak out. He didn't start throwing, everything caution at the wind just because he was down there by a couple of points. He came back and, like I said, workmanlike, just kept staying on the attack, staying where he's good, and battle back and gets a tech fall. So that's Max Mirren, and that's a tough weight class. And I tell you what, we talked a lot about Max Mirren last year. Out of everybody on the team last year, I give Max Mirren the Heart of the Lion Award. And the kid just has so much heart. And he wanted to come back for one more year of his life and wrestle for the Hawkeyes and represent. So that's what he's doing.
Good for him. Good for him right there. We'll save the last question for right before Mark goes here. Iowa goes, as you mentioned, to out east. They're going to be taking an Army, which is cool. That will be over at West Point coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And then they're going to take part in the Arm Bar at the Armory in Albany. That's a lot of A's right there. Sacred Heart and Buffalo they will go up against. But Army's not bad. They're not in the top in the poll, but they're getting some votes out there. So that's of the three, that's going to be the biggest test.
Yeah, that's an opportunity for Drake Rhodes, at 174, who's stepping in right now for injured Nelson Brands and Swofford. He's stepping in and wrestling. He looked really good the other night too against Cal, the other day afternoon against Cal Baptist as well too. So, you know, his guys is ranked, I think, looking at it like up as high as 14th. So that'll be a decent match. And then Aiden Harris, our 25 pounder, gets another guy that's ranked like in the 20th range or whatever right there. So, but I think it's just a good trip. I mean, the Iowa, those guys are going to clean house and stomp through the competition, or at least they should pretty easily, pretty much like what you saw at Cal Baptist. It's going to be a little bit stiffer competition than Cal Baptist, but it's a good opportunity for those guys. How I look at that is one, the Army match is kind of a thank you to them for coming in. I think it was last year, yeah, and at last minute and coming in and wrestling when we had Oregon State on the schedule, and then they couldn't get out of their airport and couldn't make it, and the fans here at Cover Hawkeye Arena were going to be really let down. Army had just wrestled, I think it was
Iowa State,
yeah, and UNI or Iowa State only. I can't remember, but they called them up and they said, yeah, we'll come over and wrestle you. And Tom says, if you do, we'll return the favor and we'll come wrestle you next year. And that's the guy Tom Brands is, and he's a man of his word, and he's going out there, he's wrestling, and he threw some other matches on that same swing, so it wasn't out there just for one match, and it's just another good opportunity for the guys to get some matches in before we get into the heart of the schedule. And the other thing is too, it's always good to get some weigh-ins in as well too this early in the year in a foreign environment where you're not used to your own home weight cutting facility and your own routine and stuff. So it's really good. There's so much in the sport of wrestling that kind of goes into play hand in hand, that, you know, even though you're weighing at one place, might not be the same as another place. And you got to watch your nutrition when you're traveling. You don't have the own, you're not accommodated by your home feedings, your natural routine, and so forth, whatever. So I think this is a good opportunity for those guys to get on the road and work out some bugs in that development as well.
How do you look at the national landscape? Penn State getting the majority of the first place votes, maybe justifiably so.
Mm-hmm.
But Iowa's there second. Missouri ranked third. Ohio State, which does not face Iowa this year, I don't believe, in the regular season.
No.
Ohio State up there fourth. Arizona State, another resurgent team.
Yeah. Iowa State bombed Wisconsin.
Yep. Yeah, Iowa State in at eighth.
Yeah, Iowa State's really, really high on their team right now. They did get the number one recruiting class in the country this last year. I don't want to, I'm not doing this in a derogatory way, but Iowa State always comes out of the gate strong. And then by the end of the season, as you guys saw last year, the national tournament just kind of bombs it. And it's just the way they've always been. And I think a lot of that has to do with they wrestle so many matches and have so many weigh-ins that I think just by the end of the season, they're just done. Like, they're spent.
They're just tired.
They're just tired. They don't want to even do it anymore, you know, whereas Gable was the master at that, spreading out our season. I was just talking about this the other day. I think my junior and senior years, I don't remember for sure, like one of those years I was like 30-0, and the other year was like 32 or 33-0. Never lost a match. I only had like 30, 32, 33 matches in. And that's the entire season. That's counting Big Tens. That's counting Nationals. That's everything. And I was never injured, so I never even missed out on a match. And then we wrestle Iowa State that time twice a year, remember. So the second time, but they're always the last dual meet of the year. We go into those dual meets, I've got like 23, 24 matches or something like that. Those guys are already over 50 matches. They're wrestling twice the amount of matches. And that's where Gable was so smart and so good, is that he set our schedule to where we had plenty of rest for our bodies, and our minds were always fresh and focused, and we were always ready to go to compete.
Stayed hungry,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the season, we were fresh, we were ready to go, whereas I think some of those other teams that go out and they wrestle so much competition, have so many weigh-ins, and then just by the end of the season, they're just dead. They're spent. And yeah. And I'm not saying that's, you know, the reason, you know, Iowa State kind of bombs it at the Nationals on a regular basis, but it might have something to do with it. If I'm Kevin Dresser, I'm looking at like a lot of their schedule and trying to maybe get some more time in the practice room and at home and not traveling so much and so forth or whatever. But it's going to be a heck of a dual meet, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to create a lot of excitement, and we'll talk a lot more about that when it comes. But it's early in the season. You know, you're going to see a lot of these teams. It's like, I was just going to say, like, you know, Wisconsin comes in, they lose some big matches, but again, they were traveling and a foreign facility, and weigh-ins weren't the same. First weigh-in of the year for Wisconsin. Some of those guys weren't really probably nutritionally prepared. It's just different at the beginning of the season versus where you're going to be at the end of the season, and it has a lot to do with it, the weighing in, making the first time, home versus away, stuff like that. Once you start getting about, you know, middle of December or so, and the guys have, you know, half a dozen weigh-ins under their belt, you start seeing a pretty steady pace amongst teams.
First chance before we let you go to talk about the World Cup coming up at Extreme Arena, and this is huge. I mean, ultra huge.
I honestly don't really know if people, or I wrestling fans for that matter, understand what we have coming up at the Extreme Arena December 10th and 11th. I mean, this is the World Cup, to where all the best teams in the world in a dual meet format, which is really cool because you're not trying to watch a bunch of different matches. And I was like, oh crap, I was watching that match over there, I missed this, you know, move over here, whatever. You're having the best of the best, and a lot of these guys bringing in who we just wrestled the Worlds, you know, like a couple months ago, and some of those matches, rematches from the national or the world finals, are going to be right here at the World Cup. And some of the best wrestling in the world, including like Jordan Burroughs and Kyle Snyder, you know, are going to be there. And it's just going to be so fun to watch. And the Extreme Arena, if people haven't been in there yet, is like built for the sport of wrestling. It's just, it's so perfect because it seats like 4,500 people. So you're right there close to the action. It's a beautiful arena. The seats are super unbelievably comfortable. I know that Josh Schamberger and his staff has spent a ton of money to build this World Cup up to where these athletes, when they come in from these foreign countries, men and women, this isn't just men, this is women too. This is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah.
These guys are never going to want to go wrestle World Cup in any other country anywhere again after what they are able to experience here. And normally they say they're going to roll out the green carpet for you, or the red carpet, but because of the UWW colors, it's green. So Josh spent a bunch of money and went out and got some green carpet that they're going to roll out for him and treat these guys so good. So if you want information on that, you go to worldcupcorville.com. That's worldcupcorville.com. That's December 10th and 11th right there at the Extreme Arena. And I'm absolutely trying to promote the heck out of this because people do not realize the amazing wrestling that they're going to have an opportunity to see right here in our own backyard. And our fans, our Iowa fans, are the best fans, as we always say, in the world. And I want to be able to pack that place and give these wrestlers that come in from all over the country, men and women, like just stand there and look around like, holy smokes, look at this place. This is the wrestling capital of the world. And that's what it is. That's what we want it to be. But we need the help from the wrestling contingent around this area. And I know it's hard because the first day is on a Saturday, and that's a lot of high school wrestling tournaments. But they have packages for teams on Sunday, too, if you want to just come Sunday. So they have different packages for the entire weekend, and then also for just one day, like one day Saturday, just one day Sunday.
I'm guessing you're not going to Chattanooga on the 10th for Iowa's
meet. I am not. I am not missing this World Cup. I'm telling you that right now, Mark. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Tom's already aware of it, and he doesn't blame me. So I'm staying here for the World Cup. It's important. I'll be there, and I'll be watching from the first whistle to the last, and I'm not going to miss it.
Ticket packages all over the place. Like you said, there's going to be something for everybody. So worldcupcorralville.com. Check it out.
Or if you need more information, just email me. Get a hold of me, and I'll send you all the information you need. You can get a hold of me at mark@iowa247365.com.
Did you get your deer yet? That's the last question of the day.
That's the best question of all. you know, I've been so stinking busy at work, and it's killing me, and I know my employees get to see me when I'm not on my best of moods because I'm working so much. I want to be in a tree stand. But I've only been able to hunt on the weekends, and I have not got my deer. I've passed up some pretty darn good ones like I always do.
You got to get the good one.
Yeah, and I'll go 8 to 10 years without shooting a buck because I'm just that picky. And I haven't even seen one all year long that I would actually shoot yet. I mean, I pass up a lot of 140s, 150s. And I finally, the other day, my daughter Hannah and I go down. We hunt Friday evening and Saturday in the cold, and the Mach 1 winds and brutal and tough it out. And then Sunday morning, it's like a light switch turns on. The weather starts turning nice. The bucks start coming out everywhere. And we have to get down over our stands at 8:30 to get back, pack up our stuff, and get back for the dual meet against Cal Baptist. And as we're driving out, I see this giant. Giant. We're not even off the farm yet, and there's this giant, and it's just like, oh, my gosh. So I'll go down, and again, this weekend, look at this weekend, Friday and Saturday, look absolutely miserable. But I might sneak out and take Monday off and try to make something happen.
Keep in mind the gym class likes deer sticks.
Okay. I got some killer deer sticks there. I do. I have some killer deer sticks.
All right. Good to have you back, buddy.
Hey, great to be back in the office. I'm glad to see that my elk antlers are still hanging. Hey, that's awesome to see. It rearranged in here a little bit, but it's nice to be back in person. Thanks for having me, and thanks a lot to Kurt Gustafson again as well.
You bet. And we'll take a quick break, come back. Your fantasy football questions for Chris Liss coming up when we return after this on the Gym Class on KGYM.
It pays to parlay football in November with Elite Sportsbook. On Thursdays through Sundays in November, bet four wagers of four-plus legs of $50 or more on football and receive $20 free bet. It's literally that simple. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. 40, love, match point.
Out. There's no way that was out.
Out. The ball is out. It's out.
Are you even watching?
No, honestly, I'm not. I'm watching college football on my phone with AT&T 5G.
Wow, that's too much.
With AT&T 5G, too much college football is never too much. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Thanks to Mark for joining us, and he will be on Wednesdays, except for next week. Next week with the Thanksgiving holiday, going to be on Tuesday with us coming up here in the Gym Class on KGYM. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. And right now we go from football. From wrestling to football, fantasy football, as we're going to talk to Chris Liss of Real Man Sports, as well as in conjunction with the good folks at rotowire.com. If you have a question for Chris, let us know on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Of course, Chris's weekly appearance is brought to you by the good folks at Imon Communications. And that Christian McCaffrey touchdown at the end doomed me last week, Chris. Sorry.
That's too bad. But you probably thought he was going to do more anyway and beat you. And then you were getting lucky. He's having a bad game, and then he beat you anyway.
Let's get right to the text line. Chris, 8753, needs a kicker. With the Bucks on a bye, do I pick up Lutz from New Orleans, McPherson of Cincinnati, or Joseph of the Vikings?
You know, kickers are always kind of a crapshoot, but I would go with McPherson at Cincinnati. He's a really good kicker. Only problem is at the Steelers, though, you know what? It's also a tough place. Pine Field's a tough place to kick. Go with Lutz. I'll say go with Lutz.
All right. 1782 getting their question in early. Garoppolo or Burrow? Thank you.
Burrow. It's a terrible matchup, but you don't go matchups when you have a top five guy versus like a bottom 10 guy.
6882 is in a full PPR. Kamara or Aaron Jones moving forward?
That is a close call. I think I'm on Aaron Jones this week, but for the rest of the season, that's a real coin flip. I'll say Aaron Jones. I think the Packers found something last week. The offense looks a little better.
Yeah, they may have found Christian Watkins, too. We'll see here. Also in the full PPR, it says 9307. Marks, great Justin Fields or Lamar Jackson? Need a flex, James Robinson, Josh Palmer, or Michael Gallup? And they thank you as well.
I'd probably go Palmer, even though Mike Williams may be back. But the other question is hilarious that we've been asking this, right? I mean, Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields. But this week, I'd probably go Justin Fields. I mean, the Ravens, I don't know if Mark Andrews is going to be back, but the Ravens are just decimated. All their best players are hurt.
81-42 is in a half-point PPR. Should I stick with Gabe Davis and the impending snowstorm, or risk Kadarius Toney or maybe Tyler Boyd?
I mean, I go Gabe Davis unless there's wind. You know, snow isn't a problem. Cold isn't a problem. It's wind that screws up the passing game. So just snow, I think I would stick with Gabe Davis.
3 feet, though. They're talking three feet.
You know, the field will be cleared. You know, it'll be, and you know, sometimes the defense puts in, you know, the offensive player knows where he's going, the defender doesn't.
So. True. Very true right there. Kyler Murray or Dak Prescott asks 83-49.
I would probably go Dak given the matchup.
12:50. I traded Fields for Jonathan Taylor last week. Will it continue to work for both of us, or did I get a one-week wonder?
No, Jonathan Taylor, and Fields obviously that running game that he, you know, his running ability is not going away, and they have Claypool and things are looking up, but and they have a bad defense, so they'll be in shootouts. But Jonathan Taylor, you know, could easily be the running back one the rest of the season. I mean, he's drafted as running back one. He's healthy. He looked like himself last week. Matt Ryan is not great, but he's, you know, at least like an NFL QB. So that's totally fair. It's a great deal.
Yeah, and it looks as though Jeff Saturday has made a firm commitment to going back to a heavy dose of Jonathan Taylor. So I think that'd be a good move. We'll see. 86-76 on the text line. I need a tight end in a PPR. Let's see. That's Jay Johnson of New Orleans or Moreau. Thanks.
If I guess Waller's on IR, so but the Broncos are pretty good defensively. Juwan Johnson of the Saints. He's got the Rams. I guess I'll say Moreau in a hunch, but it's about 50. The tight end this year, like, it's such a wasteland. And now that Andrews hurt, it's like Kelsey, and that's it. That's pretty much it.
Did Aaron Rodgers find a new favorite receiver, or is that just on 1 week deal?
Well, you know, Christian Watson only caught 4 passes, so 3 of them were touchdowns. But you know, so we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. It's not like he caught 11 passes. It's not Devontae Adams. But the Dobbins out for another few weeks. Sammy Watkins is cooked, and Cobb is still banged up. I mean, that's all he's got, right? I mean, I think Alan Lazard is a good player, but he's not the number one. He's miscast as his number one guy. He was great when there was Adam there, and he could just, like, make a play here and there. But they need somebody. We'll see. We'll see if Watson's the guy. But he only caught 4 passes last week, don't forget.
Couple more minutes here with Chris, 86-36 and a half-point PPR. Need two of these three, Antonio Gibson, Brian Robinson, or Isaiah McKenzie.
Yeah, I'd probably go with both of the – I don't call them the Commanders. The football team's back. Backs. Isaiah McKenzie, maybe he'll make a play, but those guys split 50-50, and there's no one else really getting carried. So I think I'd go with the football team.
You are very happy. You're very happy with the football team this week.
Yeah, I mean, I was unhappy that I didn't use them against the spread, and I was happy that they beat, you know, they won – put the Giants a game out, but I should have taken them. I knew that they were going to show up against the undefeated division rival. And yeah, I would definitely use the team backs against the Texans, also have the worst run defense in the league.
Yeah. Keenan Allen, are we going to come back?
I don't know. It's weird. Brady was like a couple week injury, and it's just now it's week 11. And, you know, Mike Williams looks like he's coming back, though.
True. True. But if you don't own Michael Williams and you have Keenan Allen, that doesn't help you at all, man.
No, I don't have any Keenan Allen. So, you know, take your time. You know, make sure you're completely healthy. Don't get hurt again.
You know what? Tell you what, Tony is every week becoming more and more involved in the Chiefs offense. And if Mecole Hardman is out again this week, I think Tony's going to have another big game against the Chargers.
I mean, he did what he did last week on only 28 snaps, so he played like half the snaps. and he was involved. He hopped in the end zone on that play. He took that running play for 30 yards where he was, I saw it on the Giants. The guy is like a mega talent. It's just he's always hurt, and the Giants had problems with his attitude, but change the scenery is good for him, and maybe, you know, we'll see if he's more than a gadget guy, right? Can he be, a number one guy? And Juju got concussed, looked like, last week, so Tony may have a big workload.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, and I think Juju is going to be out for this week, the way it sounds. MVS should be ready to go, though. So it could be Tony and MVS this week, and Sky Moore, number three for the Chiefs at the Chargers. We'll see about that.
You know, Chris will have his eye on the Portugal-Ghana match in the World Cup, probably. I don't know.
I haven't gotten into it really that much. I keep intending to. I'm like, I'm here. I should be watching this all the time, and I just haven't, but maybe I will.
Maybe you will. Maybe you will. Real Man Sports, tell us about that before we let you go, Chris.
Yeah, just Real Man Sports, the unusual, picking the games against the spread, flipping a circa millions where I pick five games against the spread, writing up the games afterward. I'm doing a podcast, realmansports.substack.com.
All right, and we're going to talk with you next Wednesday a little bit earlier, but you're going to be on with us before the Thanksgiving games. So appreciate that, Chris, and have a good weekend. Good luck, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks. You too, guys.
All right. Chris Liss joining us here each Wednesday, and his appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications. Quick break. Come back. Bowling Night in America preview when we return.
This isn't just a party.
It's the super exclusive MVP We Wave Watch Party presented by U.S. Cellular.
Text WAVE PARTY to 319-200-1029 to win your way in.
That's WAVE PARTY, all one word, to 319-200-1029.
To party with us Saturday at Hazard County Saloon.
Watch the Iowa-Minnesota game. Come dressed to win the biggest fan contest.
Enjoy food and extra chances at Hawk Sum Prizes.
Text WAVE PARTY to 319-200-1029 now
for your chance to win.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Fall leaf vacuum collection continues through December 9th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Oh, and it is Wednesday, and it is Bowling Night in America tonight. In our preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Cold, hard cash on the line tonight for the first time.
Yeah, position night, and the Rusty Nails, having residing in third place, will face off against fourth place New Image on lanes 21 and 22, right next to the big matchup of 1 and 2, Durline Scale and Diamond Edge. So, should be a fun night. Rally the boys. We're only a half game ahead in third. So, this is a
pivotal.
Kind of pivotal match at this early juncture.
Pivotal. Got to win 2 out of 3 to collect the cash, too. We'll remind them of that. And not to lose their composure tonight. We'll have a complete report on that coming up tomorrow on the program as Bowling Night in America will go off tonight. And big thanks to Tom and everybody over there at May City Bowl.
Yep. If you have any questions about open bowling, leagues, equipment, give them a call, 362-0136. Visit the website. Plenty of information there. May City Bowl. CR.com.
Iowa Seton Hall coming up tonight in men's basketball. We've got a good one in women's basketball. We'll join it just ahead of tip time. Iowa State and UNI. I believe that's up at Cedar Falls tonight. Of course, Iowa got a run at Drake. Will Iowa State get a run at UNI tonight? We shall see. We'll talk about those tomorrow, and we'll talk basketball with Kevin Lehman. Have a good night, Mark.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails.